What about, different sorts of flowering bushes that that bloom in the late spring? Maybe, what are some of those that you can, what are just some sorts of bushes that you can think of?
Well, the dogwood and the lilacs.
Uh-huh. Tell me about the different sort of laurel. Do we have much of that around here?
What?
Laurel.
They have mountain laurel.
What does that look like?
I think it has white blooms, big bunches.
Uh-huh.
White blooms. Very pretty.
What about this big, pretty bush that grows near rivers and streams and sort of looks like magnolia?
I don't know.
That grow further up in the mountains, a sort of laurel. Isn't that rhododendron?
Yeah, I forgot about that.
Would you just call it that?
I'd call it rhododendron.
And a large tree that has shiny leaves and big white flowers.
Now that's the magnolia tree.
What would you call the man that you married?
My husband.
And a man would say that if the boys asked him to go out that night, he'd say, I must ask.
My wife?
A woman who has lost her husband would be what?
A widow.
And the man who married your mother, you would call what?
My father.
Were there any other names that you had for your father? What did you call him when you wanted him?
Well, some children call their father Daddy. Some call him Papa.
Did you call him Papa?
Most of the time, we did.
And the man, the woman who married your father, you would call?
Mother.
What did you call your mother, usually?
Well, we say Mama and Papa. And back in those days, they said Ma and Pa. A lot of people did.
Yeah. What about your father and mother together would be what?
My parents.
And your father's father would be what?
Would be my grandfather.
Did you call him what back then? Did you call him Grandpa?
Never did see him.
Never saw him.
Never saw him.
Thank you.
I would talk about him as my grandfather.
Yeah.
I would always refer to him as my grandfather, but I never saw my father's father.
Well, your grandfather's wife would be what?
My grandmother.